FM 101.9, Orlando's new alternative. In all of my career in radio, I think a few come as close to being as exciting as who I have on the phone right now from 30 Seconds to Mars. You know him from Hollywood. He's won Oscars, you name it. Jared Leto, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
You know what? Probably not as good as you're doing. You're a very busy man these days. I've been following you on social media. You could follow Jared at Jared Leto or 30 Seconds to Mars, going all over the country promoting your new album. And I got to say, being in radio for 20 years, I've never known an artist or a musician to kind of do what you guys are doing. You were in New York City, you were at Grand Central Station, then you were in Cleveland, and then it said you were headed to Chicago. Are you there yet?
I'm headed to Chicago from Cleveland. We just stopped at a truck stop.
What do you guys do when you stop at places like that?
I got a short little ride from a trucker who's in an 18-wheeler from Wisconsin, and he was really cool. We interviewed him, and then everyone got McFlurries, and we're back on the road.
You know, like you do. Jared Leto and 30 Seconds to Mars just hanging at a truck stop getting McFlurries. What made you guys want to do this? Obviously, I know it's a promotional thing for your album, but what made you say, hey, whether it's train, whether it's plane, whether it's an Uber driver, we're going to travel around America. Whose idea was this? Was it yours? I have a feeling it was yours.
Well, I just thought it would be really fun to explore the country, planes, trains, and automobiles, to see people, to get in and out. You know, this is a piece of America, an important part of America. It's a America that keeps things, you know, goods and products shipping all over the country. It's a lifeline for our country.
So what are you kind of hoping to get out of this personally? Because obviously it's, you know, your album's coming out this weekend. It's going to be in L.A. and you're trying to promote the new album, but you know, it's got to have some kind of effect on you, hopefully positively.
I hope I have an experience that's fun and fulfilling and something that teaches me a little bit. We need to ask ourselves, what kind of story are we writing here? A story about division or a story about unity?
I noticed yesterday in Cleveland, you were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I saw that you were in front of the big Elvis display. I lived in Memphis, Tennessee for about 25 years, so you know I love my Elvis. What was your favorite part about the Hall of Fame? Did you have anything that you were kind of really in awe of?
Well, I love seeing the handwritten notebook filled with song lyrics, whether it was Bruce Springsteen or Nirvana. It's a really incredible museum. It evokes a lot of memories, and as music does.
So since you're busy traveling and you're going to all different kinds of cities around the United States, favorite city in the whole world? I'm sure you've been to plenty.
Well, I mean, if I said that, I would probably never sell another concert.
Smart man.
it's your city is my favorite city.
That's right, Orlando, Florida. Speaking of the tour, I know you're going over to Europe. Are you guys going to come back and come to Orlando?
Well, you know, we got a little bit of a plan because we got to get back to LA for album release. But we will be seeing you guys soon. We're going to take this giant tour that we're actually in Europe on tour right now. We just had a break for the album release. We're going to take this tour and we're going to bring it down to Orlando, and I think it's going to be a night that people won't forget.
I'm going to hold you to that, and I can't wait to see you. I've always been dying to see you guys live in concert. So best of luck to you guys. You could follow Jared at Jared Leto on his Instagram, follow his story, see where they end up next. Also, at 30 Seconds to Mars, you can follow them too. Jared, I know you're super busy. You can go back to your McFlurry, and hopefully we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.